pulled out from your legs and nearly cracked your skull open.
Oh no. Like, this is how it's going to end. I thought it'd be a good idea to jump in it and swim around like I was a fish.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the All Things Kings podcast.
We're back. Episode 2.
That's it. I'm Jesse Finneman, your Nick Carruthers.
That's correct.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Great night on the track. A lot of numbers.
Yes.
Thursday night, which is awesome.
Well, we're recording on a Thursday, aren't we?
Yeah, so a bit different this week. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Obviously, we're recording because Anzac Day was on Tuesday, our usual time slot.
And you were there, am I correct?
I was there. I was over in Melbourne, so I got to see the Pies have a run around against the Bombers.
It's massive.
Awesome games.
You and your Pies.
Very happy, mate. Very happy supporter. And obviously, it's good to see Nick Dacos wearing my number, 35. So
it's your number?
Yeah, he took it from me.
Wow. So he's just building his game.
That's right.
He came out and watched a few games
last year. Yeah, well, that's what he said.
A few years ago. And yeah, he's ready.
Oh, that's awesome. Though I wore the 47 a couple of years ago. Yes, that's correct.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, he just knew you were going to be in the 35.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Neddy, obviously been a big week. We're coming in for our second episode here after our first last week. I would like to give a quick shout out to some international listeners we've got, which is very exciting.
International listeners.
Yeah, that's right. Over in the UK, in Southampton.
Oh, don't tell me, your boys.
My boys. They tuned in and they were flat with me for not giving them a mention last week. So, Rabbit, Max, Saints, Marsh, thanks, boys.
Welcome, boys.
Yeah,
great to
it's good
you
to have you.
The
spread
club.
The word over there.
Yeah.
And also, Ned, an important point. I know Bretta and Greeny did this early days when they were on the pod, but I want to introduce fan mail.
I
think
agree.
That's huge. The interaction between the listeners and us is massive. So what we want you to do, guys, send a message to us on Instagram, either Ned, myself, or the club, and we're keen to hear your thoughts, keen to hear any hot takes you've got. So, no, please get it in, and we'll chat.
Yep, send them in. We had a massive week just been, haven't we? So
yeah, we have.
Round one, it was a big build up. We had the preseason. We had Greeny come in for episode one.
Mm-hmm.
We talked all about that and it didn't disappoint, did it?
No, it didn't. It was a huge weekend, mate.
So we started off Queens Friday night.
Yes. So Queens started off on Friday night. I was there. It was a good game out at Flinders Park.
Queens finishing off with the win. Mm-hmm. So
it was a tight, contested
Great
good game.
Yeah, it was a good game. Yeah. 8-point win. So Queens, 5-3, 33 to Flinders Park, 3-7, 25. And we had best players with Amber Hopkins, Lucinda Sanders, Georgia Garrels, Ash Carter, and Chloe Colgrave. So well done to the Queens. That was a great win. Also had their new assistant coach, Patrice Levicki.
Yeah, that man. He's a very, very popular boy around the place at the moment, isn't he?
Especially at Queen's trainings.
Yeah, not just Queen's trainings, but at the Kenzie too. Did you hear the roar on Saturday night?
It was absurd.
When he got a mention from JC.
Not as good as Jang though.
Yeah, Jang's noise is pretty big. Yeah,
great reception for Jang. I was very happy for him. No, so moving in to Saturday after Queen's big win. Let's start with the D grade. So they went out to Sacred Heart and played the Sacred Heart D grade. Shock, as we call them. Tough game for the boys.
It sounds like they came up against some pretty quality opposition. I heard there was a lot of young 18-year-olds that played a fair bit of first 18 that are sort of finding their feet in their old scholar system. So they sort of ran over us a little bit. But a good effort from the boys still.
Yeah, it was a great effort to still get out there. Really good from Sneathy and his boys. So we'll the Pembroke Kings finished off 2-14 to Shock, 11-13, 79. And we had the best with Henry Ullman, Tom Chopper Reed, Mark Loveday, Fraser Edgerton, and Bill Newman to round that off. So well done to those boys. We also the goals were Bill Newman and Sneathy himself. So it was a good
Very
effort.
Good.
I know it was a tough game for them, but
they'll be back. Oh, and it was a debut for young Paddy Moller.
Of course, our boy Patrick Moller, and a couple of young boys.
And it was
a
plenty of debuts around the place.
There was a lot of debuts.
And for Chopper to get in the best of his debut is a great effort. So
yeah.
he's got a bright future ahead of him, and it's great to have him here at the club.
Moving on to the C grade, back at Haslam.
Yeah, so actually, I was there for that one.
So this is your game. You should know all about this, Jess.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Oh, no, we weren't really well. I think it was a very hotly contested ball in the first quarter or so, and we had some issues moving the ball and getting it to our forwards. And when we did, our forwards gave us a lot. And then in the second half, we sort of at the midfield and the defenders sort of started using the ball a lot better in the back half, and the game started to open it up, and we proved to be a fair bit fitter than the opposition. And we got some really good coast-to-coast ball movement, and Fingers and Bust gave us heaps to work with all day, and they had good days and kicked a fair few between them. So special great result.
Special shout-out to Fingers and his left foot goal.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it was unreal. So let me paint the picture. So the B-grade boys, we're warming up, and we're ready to go have a little kick at three-quarter time, the C-grade. And so we all come out of the change rooms. We're in that little pocket in front of the grandstand. And perfect lobbed ball in that pocket. Sells candy. One, two, turns around, swivels. For a big man, that's
it was
tough.
It was one sort of shimmy, but it fooled two of the defenders. Yeah.
So finishes off with a left foot snap right in front of the B-grade boys, ready to get warmed up.
Insane.
It was perfect.
I ran from about 200 metres away. I know the football field's not that long, but I ran from 200 metres away to give him a big old cuddle. It's actually around exactly that long. But, yes, it was an awesome moment. It was a great goal. One of the best I've seen. Haslam, for sure.
So, well done to the C grade. Finishing off 14 goals, nine, which is 93 for the Kings, to Scotch's 5 goals, 14, 44. Our best for the day, Buster Bentley, Skunk, Jeremy Mayers, I should say, Michael Guerin, Brandon Hancock, and Jesse Finneman himself.
He sounds pretty handsome.
It's an honour. Okay. And some massive goal kickers for the C grade as well, with Buster deservedly getting best on and kicking 5, which is awesome. And then
Fingers had a couple.
Fingers and Brandon Hancock also finishing with three.
Yeah, sensational.
That's awesome.
They're great leading targets all day.
Moving into the B grade for the day, as Whitey would say, yeah, it was a good game. It was a good year out. Nah, so we that was shocking. We had a great
leave it in.
we had a good game. It was a good contest at the start in the first quarter, but we got some quick goals and applied some pressure and ended up probably running over our opponents. And
mate, that B grade was astonishing. That was a huge victory in the end.
Oh, it was massive. Yeah. Really good stuff.
And I noticed across all grades, I'm sure everyone did, but the scores at halftime were against Scotch all quite similar. Like we were, if we were up, we weren't up by heaps.
Yeah.
And then the second halves were different stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and as we said tonight, you know, normally you just take the foot off the brakes and you kind of you match that. But we just kept putting them on, and so we finished 21 goals 5, 131 to Scotch's 5 goals 4, 34. So it was a great win.
Are you are you upset it wasn't 100 points?
Yeah, it was 97, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's gotta hurt.
I think you'd always take 97 point win though.
No, you would.
You always want more, don't you, Jess? Finished with best players, Benno, Liam Bennett, Max Reed, fantastic in the ruck, Josh Zoanetti, Ollie Duffy, and Dylan Hopkins. Massive from Ollie Duffy, Wayno, Lil Wayne, who's not very little, taking clunks all around the ground, and he's showing some great
sticky
promise, isn't he?
In his first outing as well. That wasn't a trial, yeah. First real game, so great
so
stuff.
I had a lot of people going on the board. I must mention Cow Green's 5 goals. It was massive. And Max Reed getting on the end a few with Zoan.
Now, this is an interesting one. A small forward that kicks 5 goals, and I'm as much of a fan as Whitey as anyone. But he's got to get in the best 5 players, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's a bit rough, isn't it?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. I don't know if there's some disciplinary things going on behind closed doors here. But no, it's very interesting.
Sending some messages to Whitey. Now, moving into the A grade, really tight game, the A grade this week. It was
for three quarters,
So it was 79 to Pembroke and 70 to Scotch at three quarter time. So it was anyone's game at that point.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what Evo said in the huddle, but we ran away with it. I'm not sure. And, you know, fitness was definitely a key player in that. And,
agreed.
Coming off the back of a great pre-season has really put us in a good position. So Pembroke taking the win with 18 goals, 11, 119 to Scotch's 10 goals, 15, 75. So keeping Scotch to only 5 points in that last term was really crucial. Mm. And it was a great win. Finishing with Forced as best. Nick Dinham.
COVID boy Forced
as well.
Yeah.
Correct. Nick Dinham, Anthony Wilson, Henry Reid and Ruck, and Max Thring. So
it's great to see a couple of new recruits in there as well.
Really, really great. Really promising, should I say.
Absolutely.
Force kicking 5.
So Evo said, I think, was it 15 goals for amongst 4 players? Those recruits in our forwards giving us heaps up there. So
yeah, so Force kicking 5. Mark Evans.
5 himself.
Kicking 5 himself. Anthony Wilson kicking 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Dinham rounding that out, kicking 3. So that's...
My number's wrong. That's 17.
That is 17 between 4 players.
Bloody good effort.
Very good effort. So what can I say? Really successful round, start of the season. And we've put ourselves in a great position to continue the success.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so a massive week ahead, coming off the great week that it was. So round 2... fixtures, A's, B's and C's. We're going to be heading off to Modbury Oval for a little triple header. I know they're travelling really well as a club, so that would be a great test.
They had a big week round one, I think.
Yeah.
Big win over Westminster. So
it would be a great test of where how we're going at the moment. Queens and the D grade are at Haslam this week. So D grade 12-15 and Queens 3-15. So they are playing we got PAC for the D grade and then Salisbury for the Queens. Of course, C's, B's and D's at their normal times, 10-15, 12-15 and 2-15 respectively.
Brilliant. Great to see all the support out there on the weekend. So
yeah. Awesome.
Forward to it.
And I should say, just before we move into our guest for this week, Ladies' Day is coming up. I think there will be something up on the socials at the time of this post. Mm-hmm. But go get your tickets if you're interested in joining the Ladies' Day. I know the Queens had a very, very fun time last year. There's the very popular A-grade raffle. Sweep. The raffle. And I know that would be back running for this year. So,
all right, Ned. Big guest coming up, mate. He's a great friend of ours. He's a great man as well.
I'm very excited for this one.
Yes.
I'm keen to know more about this man. I know we've got some things to ask him, and I just want to know how he responds.
Yes, me too. Well, let's get stuck into it. Well, Ned, we've got a guest in the house this evening, a great man. I just want to list off a few of his accolades. Best and fairest of the C grade, and then also best player in the grand final. Here he is, Charlie Nicholas. Welcome, mate. How are you?
Very exciting. Welcome.
Welcome.
No, thanks for welcoming me. I appreciate that, letting me in here.
Okay, Chaz, so what was your first game out at Kings?
I played about 2 years ago, I think, and I'm Cameron Andrews, Liam Doon, and a few of the boys in my year were like, come out and play a footy game, which I'd never done. And so we
Wait,
played
two out. Years ago you'd never played footy?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
So wow. I did not know that.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went out. Well, I went out with them to play at, I think we were playing against Iggy's. And it was in the D grade. We lost, but absolutely loved it.
Is that 2021?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was during COVID, so there wasn't much to do. So went out. Loved it. I think Sneathy gave me best in ground. So
first game of footy, bog.
Yeah.
Mate, I've been playing for 20 years. I haven't got one of them.
It's all right, mate. After that, just kept playing with the boys in the D grade. Absolutely loved it. And then big Bebo decided that he wanted to get me off in the C grade. So went up and played C's. And sadly, we lost that year. And then, last year was the first year I kind of seriously wanted to play football. And now we're into this year, so.
Sensational. Very good, mate. Do you have a favourite game over the last couple of years? One comes to mind for me for you.
Yeah, probably the grand final against Mitchum. That was probably definitely easily the best.
Yeah.
So even though I was running around tagging, it was just fun watching us pile on the run.
Oh, you had them on a string.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I mean, I didn't. A few of the others did. So.
Reckon that had to get a bit of the pill.
Yeah, I think I luckily got the ball in our 50. In their 50, and then just put on my boom and I got a goal. Other than that, it wouldn't have been too many touches. At the end of the game, when I got best on, the umpire was like, yeah, I'm going to give the award to the guy who ran the most. And so just come up. I was like, okay. Didn't realise getting bogged.
No, I think you're being very humble, yeah. Mate. Very humble. Yeah,
thanks, mate. So what was your least favourite game then?
Losing to the Blacks in the playoff final 2 years ago in the C grade. That one hurt.
Had they become a bit of a rival for that team?
Yeah.
C grade? So. Yeah.
Yeah. Just based on the history that Bed gave me. Yeah. Definitely sounds like a big history there.
Mm. And do you have a favourite king out at the club, mate?
Probably, it's a bit of a weird one, but probably you, Jesse.
Oh, no. He was biting his lip just before.
I was waiting for it. No, thanks, mate. You're mine as well.
Yeah. Looking forward to when we can link up.
Absolutely. Very soon. So, no, I appreciate that a lot. Okay. So, single or taken?
Taken.
Yeah. Moving away from the Kings, what do you do for work?
I am an accountant, so probably like everyone else at the Kings, like to crunch the numbers. So I'm in advisory at BDO. They're kind of just like a big six firm around the world. So, yeah, just do advisory stuff there, a lot of tax compliance. So, yeah.
Sensational, mate. How long have you been there?
3 years now.
Lovely. Yeah. Bachelor of Commerce before that?
Yeah, Bachelor of Commerce and Law.
So. Oh, sensational, the double.
Yeah.
A lot of strings to the bow.
Big, nice old hex debt, mate.
Very good. Well, will be less than mine, so given the rise.
Inflation.
Bites you. Not fun. Not fun. And, mate, CA, how's that coming along? Tell us about what you do there.
Yeah, so the CA is obviously something that most accountants have to get, just to make sure you're qualified around Australia. So that takes about 3 or 2 years to do. And then you have to have 3 years experience as well under your belt. So I've got one subject left, which I'm doing at the moment. And, so got 8 weeks left and I'll be done.
Your big test in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, sadly, I can't come out with you next Saturday.
Bugger.
Yeah.
That's right. Fair enough. Now, mate, plan, so. On something more serious to begin, Liam Doon let us know that you had a brain aneurysm. So I was wondering if you'd be comfortable to tell us a bit about that experience, when it happened and what you went through there.
Yeah, I was in year 10. I think it was like first term. I just had like a normal cold, just like a sore throat. And then somehow just started getting like the shakes pretty bad. And then like passed out in bed.
Jeez.
And then ended up going into a coma for a whole week in emergency. And it turned out that just like the brain cellular wall just kind of broke down and the virus got through. Spent a few weeks in there and didn't do any year 10. I was basically out for the whole year, had like memory loss and whatnot until midway through year 11. And then, couldn't play any sport for 2 years.
Gosh.
Which is probably why I never got into footy or anything and stuck to tennis. Back to where I am now.
Yeah,
so it was a bit hard at the time, just not being able to play any sport, not allowed to drink as a year 10 or 16 year old. But even though I still tried to. It was pretty tough at the time.
That's horrible.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it sounds very difficult. Did you sort of gain any learnings or perspective that you apply into what you do now and how you go about your life or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess it's just like, just got to be lucky where you are. Don't take anything for granted, really. Just go for it. If you want to do something, do it. And just be grateful.
So, sensational. Yeah. Wise words. Thank you, mate. Thanks for sharing.
Sorry, just to continue on. Do you have no recollection of that time in your life?
No. Probably not. There's a lot of things I don't remember from like pre-16. Just like simple stuff, like saying, so I'll get backwards. And everyone, yeah, just like some things I don't remember anymore. It's mostly back to normal. It was just like swelling in the brain at the time that caused it to be a problem. But yeah, just there's some things I do that, or I say that don't make any sense. I think it just came from that. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I'd like to think I'm all good now.
Oh, well,
yeah.
We were shocked when we found out from Dune.
Absolutely clueless.
That's really obviously tough for you, but also your family.
It was pretty rough on them, especially the old man and stuff. I was dead in the ambulance for a little bit.
Before
they brought me back, but like, so yeah, it was a tough few months after that. But obviously came back now and doing my thing. But yeah, it's just to make sure that you just take things one day at a time and just be happy where you are.
Yeah, wow.
Well done, mate. Obviously, getting through that adversity is astounding. So,
cheers.
Very good. All right, Ned, we'll move on to a bit of a lighter subject. What have you got for us?
Can you tell us about your different personalities? Apparently, you have a few characters within you that can just pop up from every now and then.
Yeah. Most people, like my mates, used to call me, I'm not sure they still do, but they used to call me Crazy Chaz, just because I would go out and just be like blackout and have no real recollection of what happened.
That didn't happen on Saturday, did it?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
I hope not. I don't have a very good recollection after Willy Bins, but I'd like to think I was okay. I was right.
No, you were great, mate. Besides the uppercuts that you were hitting me. No, I like them. They were playful.
Crazy Chaz has come out a few times. It was mainly in Europe where I would just
ramble. Oh, can you tell us a bit about that? You went over on exchange as well?
I've gone away twice. Which one do you want to know?
Mate, both, please.
Okay. The first, I took a gap year and then I went over to England to play tennis for a whole year. I trained at the England Institute of Sport, and I trained at this academy there for 5 months, and then also played a few tournaments like around England. And this was kind of the time where Wimbledon was starting up, so I was playing like a few grass court tournaments. So did that.
Awesome. But
Crazy Chaz decided he would take a different route, and he got really fit and thought it'd be a really good idea to do a 40-day Kentucky.
And then that's long, Chaz.
I came back. I actually didn't. I came back so fat. I can put a photo up after, but it wasn't good. Dad was a bit upset because he spent all that money on me getting fit and good at tennis, and I came back semi-obese.
Fat Chaz.
Yeah, Fat Chaz. Crazy Chaz turned into Fat Chaz. So,
that's great.
Yeah, it's a bit rough.
Very good.
See, I think if I was a cat, I obviously almost lost my life once to a pretty serious thing, but there's probably been like 3 or 4 times where I've genuinely lost my life through just sheer stupidity.
That was definitely a theme from the messages we got from your mates.
Yeah. There was a lot of dumb things that have happened, which is obviously I take full responsibility, but we thought it'd be a good idea down at Robe to just, you know, down at the beach, it's New Year's Day, and I'll just get duct taped to a chair. Oh, nice. And then everyone will take me out to the ocean and I'll just chill, like out, you know, the water's probably out around my knees. I'll just be chilling. So everyone's gone back to the shoreline, and then this big wave that hit me, but it pushed me over into the water and I'm underneath it and I can't move. Like, I genuinely can't move off the chair.
You're making my skin crawl just hearing this.
I probably was there for a minute and I was trying to wiggle around and I was like, oh no, like this is how it's going to end. Like, I can't believe I've done this. This is the dumbest thing ever. And luckily Duna saw me about 200 metres away and sprinted and finally got me out of the water.
Yeah.
How long were you under?
I don't know. It felt like so long, but probably like 30, 40 seconds I was under.
Oh my
just kind of like wiggle.
That is very long.
Yeah. That is so long.
I thought you were going to say like 5 seconds or something.
That nah, it was dumb. So oh, that was wow. that's one of my lives.
Almost okay, what was another?
Because we have one.
You got one?
Yeah. What do you think?
you tell me.
You tell me first.
Well, there was one at Falls.
yeah.
I stupidly in the morning, basically, I thought it'd be a good idea in the morning of Falls on like the second day to finish a bottle of like whiskey. And then Crazy Chaz came out while everyone was at the festival. And I've gotten on top of all the cars and I've jumped onto all the deck chairs and all the trestle tables and broken everything. And then I've obviously gotten a little bit tired. And then I decided to sleep on a bonnet and just passed out for like 6 hours. And then Duna thought it'd be a good idea to pull my legs from underneath me. And then as he does that, I then stand up straight and I fall backwards and I miss the crowbar of the car behind of my head by probably a centimetre. And there's a video of it and it's one of the worst, most haunting things ever.
Wow.
So that was another time I nearly lost my life.
Yeah, okay.
Because that would have cracked your skull open.
Yeah. And there was a doctor that would have been saw it. And it was like, if he hit his head, it was done.
Jeez, oh my God.
So you've been duct taped to it. To a chair and then thrown into the ocean.
Yeah.
And then you've also been pulled out from your legs and nearly cracked your skull open.
I would fully blame Liam for that, by the way. If Liam's listening, that's your fault.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
So, and there's more.
I don't know, like, on the top of my head right now.
Okay.
Don't know.
Ned's got one for you.
Is there a time when you were out in the street and the neighbours called the ambulance?
Yeah.
This way to beat around the bush, Ned.
Yeah, this was Christmas morning. So,
what a Christmas present that would have been for Mum and Dad.
Yeah. Went out Christmas Eve, as you do. Mm. Went to the Maiden Magpie. Had the best time ever. Obviously, had a few too many. For some reason, me and my brother had this habit where, like, every time we would drink in the summer, we'd be like, oh, it'd be kind of funny if you slept outside. And I think that I made it.
What? No, can we go over that? What?
Well, we both had a habit of coming home and then sleeping in the back.
Sleepy like, Chaz.
The front door.
Sleepy Chaz.
So we'd sleep out on the lawn. And I think it just became a habit where I would sleep out on the front lawn after a night out because it was just so hot. And then, obviously, after the night out, I took it too far where instead of just being on my front lawn, I was actually on the footpath in front of my house.
Oh, no.
And then I'm getting shaken up by two ambulance people, paramedics, being like, hey, mate, are you okay? Like, is this your house? And I was like, yeah, thanks, mate. And then I just walked straight in. And then Mum was at the door, the ambulance is there. She's like, what's that? I was like, I don't know. And I just fell asleep. Was meant to cook the Christmas ham.
What year was this? Do you know?
Like 2020. Like 2019 maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I was meant to cook the Christmas ham. That didn't happen. I think I probably ruined Christmas.
You ruined Christmas?
No, no, no,
we've all,
no.
We've all done it once, right?
We all, one or two.
Ned's probably true for...
Yeah, well, he's the angel in that household.
Yeah. No, 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 I'm such a bad boy.
Don't you dare edit you saying that out. I'm going to cut it and make it into a meme or something. All right, so...
Just to clarify, I've lost that habit of sleeping in the front lawn.
I think you should bring it back, mate.
Yeah. Sleepy Chaz is dead.
Sleepy Chaz is dead. That's a real shame.
And apparently there's one more story.
Yeah, so... We're in Croatia, I think it was in Split, and they basically the way it works, like you have all these outdoor restaurants and it's about 4 a.m, all the outdoor restaurants are closed, but they have those big fish tanks that you can get in where they showcase the fish. I thought it'd be a good idea to jump in it and swim around like I was a fish.
How big was it? I know you're a little man, but
I'm a little man. So
it's gonna be a big tank.
It was a big tank. And I was with like Hamish Lachlan stuff at the time, and it's Chris Taylor.
Yeah.
But there was a security guard about 100 metres down, and he started racing at me, and I couldn't get out of the fish tank. And then I finally slipped out and just legged it.
So I'm just picturing in my head, you're in Split, you know, a beautiful setting, but like middle of the night. Yeah. And there's a security guard running at you and you're like scrambling in this fish tank trying to get out at all costs. Yeah, yeah.
I kept screaming that. I kept thinking I was like Finding Nemo or something. Yeah, that's a day to forget.
That's brilliant. Maybe. And what happened? Did you get away?
Yeah, we got away.
You got away. You sprinted away to security.
Yes. Have you seen me?
I have. Very quick man. Very agile.
That was Fat Chaz stage.
Oh, no. So was that on the Kentucky that you mentioned?
That was after.
After.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What a time.
Yeah.
It was a great time. Great time.
So, Jesse, you've got a new little game for us, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. Chaz, are you on TikTok by any chance?
No, I refuse. You're not?
Okay, what about like Instagram Reels or anything like that?
Yeah, I've got Instagram.
Do you watch Reels?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you ever see a filter where it will like make a bracket of like quarterfinals of like a random topic? It might be like Lord of the Rings characters or like soccer players or NBA players. And then you individually have to select who you think's better out of the two, and then that will qualify through to the semifinal.
Oh, okay.
And then the... you know, and so on and so forth. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you who's better out of two people and then another two people, and then we'll get our way through to who's your favourite out of this list. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So this is a list of defenders at the club, all right? Yeah. So we're going to end up finding your favourite defender at the club.
Okay. So okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm just going by who I think. My favourite.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Sam Ross or Sashay Roberts?
Sashay Roberts. Without a doubt.
Venker or Harmsy?
Harmsy.
All right.
That was really tough, by the way. I still love
it. Yeah, it seems like it. Hoppy or Will Ross?
Hoppy.
Tomo or Liam Svitala?
Liam Svitala.
Bev or Tom Laurie? That's a tough one.
That is tough. I'll go Bev. Gotta say true to the secret.
Yep. Berg or Levicki?
Levicki.
Berg stiff.
Berg stiff.
There's a lot of stiff ones in here.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I'm here for. Harry Roberts or Zach Polyak?
Harry Roberts.
Mickey G or Django Unchained?
Mickey G.
Oh,
Django, no.
No, no, no. Okay. So... we now have eight remaining.
Okay, round one done.
Straight into it. Tom Roberts, Sashay Roberts, or Ollie Harms?
Ollie Harms. Sorry, Tom.
Right, Hoppy or Liam Svitala?
Hoppy.
Wow.
Yeah.
S. Bevan or P. Levicki?
S. Bevan.
He's a front runner at this stage. Harry Roberts or Mickey G?
Harry Roberts.
Wow. Okay, so in the semis, we have Harmsy, Hoppy, Bev, and Harry Roberts. Source. All right, Harmsy or Hoppy?
Hoppy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's rough.
He was a bit of a dark horse there. That's great to see. Bev or Source?
Source.
Oh!
Wow.
All right, here it is. Hoppy or Source?
Hoppy.
Wow, there you go, the hop.
And you've just made 15 enemies of the club.
Yeah, congratulations, mate.
No, I love Hop.
He's a great man.
He's good. He's always so smiley. I just love it.
Yeah, me too.
He's so nice. Nicest dude.
All right. Ned, have you got anything else for us?
No, I don't, actually. Well done. Great start to your bracket series, Jesse.
Thank you.
I loved that.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Chaz, for coming on. Thanks for sharing some funny stories, but also some...
Do you have any parting words for us?
You guys are doing a great job. This is great.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Well, yeah. Thanks for your time, mate, as Ned said.
Yeah. Thank you.
Look forward to hearing the rest of the show.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jesse, wow. What a great man.
A great man. A great chat.
That was a really good chat. There was some things that I would never have known about that man.
I know. He's an enigma.
But fish tank story, that's top.
That was unreal. And then so interesting to hear about his brain aneurysm.
Oh, I can't believe how tough that would have been.
Yeah, incredible.
And the fact that he just was able to tell us that.
Absolutely.
Really, you know, really impressive.
I really appreciated his openness.
So. Yeah, we thank Chaz for that.
Yeah.
But big weekend ahead of us.
That's right, mate.
Modbury. So it's triple header at Modbury. Then we've got the Queens and D grade back at Haslam. Be massive if we can get the 5 for 5.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a green wash. Coming off a great weekend. That was round one.
That's it, mate. Yeah. Lot to look forward to. And also, we'll be away next week and we'll be Queen's Tea Time making their debut.
Queen's Tea Time.
Oh, the new team, sorry.
New team, but yep. Queen's Tea Time is here to stay. It'll be massive. So we'll have the week off. They'll be in and a queen will be interviewed. So we look forward to that, don't we?
That's cool. It. So hosted by Eleanor Pine and Bella Bernardi this year. So lots to look forward to.
Massive.
All right, we'll see you next time.
See you then, Jess.
Thanks for listening.